This is Radio Smart Talk. I'm Craig Cohen, and my guests are Patriot News reporter and columnist Terry Berger and Michael Schaefer, who writes the Friday Grim Reader column for Obit magazine. We're discussing the subtle craft of writing obituaries, and we welcome your questions and comments, but we also would like to know, if you could write your own obituary, what would you like it to say? It could be the last thing anyone writes about you. How would you like to be remembered? Just maybe one or two sentences would do. They could be serious. They could be silly, about a specific accomplishment or attitude or relationship, really anything at all. But what above all else would you like people to read about you when you die? Call us at 1-800-729-7532. Send your email to smarttalk@witf.org, or you can text us at 35253. Just be sure to type WITF, then leave a space, then type your question or comment. Our phone number again is 1-800-729-7532. You can also post your own obituary, if you wish, on today's program post at WITF.org. And gentlemen, I'd like to share a few that have already come in, just a few examples of what some folks would like maybe to be remembered for, or how they'd like to be remembered. One of them posted to WITF.org by Matthew Gillespie. He first of all indicates what he wants to be the headline, which is, refusal to believe in a higher authority gives man more time to enjoy final days of life, multiple theme parks, less time to wonder if childhood pets await him in heaven. It's entertaining, but a very lengthy headline, I have to say.
Yes, yes.
I don't know if that'll fit in.
It wouldn't make the cut.
Maybe too many column inches.
Yeah.
All right, so here's what he wrote. He says, after better than expected quarterly earnings, Matthew Gillespie has been promoted to the kingdom of heaven. Previously, Mr. Gillespie held the position of network engineer systems developer at a local company where he excelled in network engineering and system developing. God, who didn't immediately return our phone call, is said to have been mildly impressed with Mr. Gillespie's performance. While the new position has no apparent benefit, Mr. Gillespie will undoubtedly enjoy a very laid-back environment. Family and friends are invited to a celebration on behalf of this new promotion at the local church in New Cumberland shortly after his firing. Very entertaining.
Yeah, yeah.